In education news, we have another legal action against the province coming from the English Montreal School Board, or the EMSB. On August 11th, the EMSB voted to take the province to court. The EMSB is no stranger to suing the province. They have active ongoing legal battles over language rights and religious symbols, as well as the disbanding of the school board. This most recent plan is to sue over provincial budget cuts. So back in June, the province announced cuts to education, $200 million in cuts to education. The EMSB is facing an $11 million budget cut, as well as an additional $10 million penalty if they fail to meet imposed staffing caps, also set by the province. So that's a potential $21 million loss for the board in this upcoming year. Here with me is the president and chair of the EMSB, Joe Ortona. Joe, before we get into the decision to sue, give me a refresher on these budget cuts that took place back in June.
Well, in mid-June, the government announced that they were going to slash the education budget by $570 million and essentially left the entire education network to their own devices to figure out how to do that. We reiterated that that would be impossible to do without slashing services to children. We asked the government to reverse course. Those calls went unanswered. Later, the government did say that they were going to reinvest up to $540 billion. But when we got the details of that, we realized that most of that money is conditional and we would not be able to meet the targets the government asks us to meet in order to qualify to get the money. So we find ourselves in the unfortunate situation of, again, having to go to court to fight to ensure that the school year starts with the amount of funds that we need in order for the children to get the quality education that they deserve.
You use the word again. You say you're going back to court again with the province. It might be hard for many people to follow. The EMSB has a few ongoing legal battles with the province. Can you separate those out?
We have several. We still have the abolishment of school boards that the government is trying to impose, where we got a favorable decision from the Court of Appeal and for which the government is trying to appeal to the Supreme Court of Canada. We have the Bill 21 case, which is currently in the court, in the Supreme Court of Canada. There's our Bill 96 court challenge. There's the forced school transfers that the government, the two schools that the government took from the EMSB to transfer to the Centre de Service Scolaire de la Pointe de Lille. We're almost at half a dozen here. Because unfortunately, this government refuses to acknowledge that we as a minority community have constitutional rights and constitutional protections when it comes to education. That's not a system that I guess they like or respect. They would much prefer to be able to impose whatever they want on us, which is something that thankfully the courts keep reminding them they can't do.
And back to the most recent announcement, what is the EMSB's legal argument for suing the school board over budget cuts? What's the legal argument?
Well, there's several. One is that they've barred us from being able to use our accumulated surplus. We clearly outlined that that is money that belongs to us, that we should be allowed to use as we see fit, and that there's no basis for the government to even pretend to think that they would have the authority to do that. The other is with regards to the money that they're reinvesting in education, that comes with strings attached, money that the government thinks they can restrict in terms of when and how and where that money can be spent. As English school boards, we have the right to manage and control our system. The Court of Appeal stated very clearly last April in the Bill 40 judgment that the government doesn't get to micromanage how we spend our money. We understand the local needs. We understand what it is that the local community wants in terms of priorities of where we spend the money, and we are legitimately elected by that community. And the other is with regards to the amount of cuts that they not only the amount of cuts, but the manner in which they announce these cuts without any consultation of any kind, without any justification, without any transparency. So all of that is going to be debated in the courts.
What's the timeline for this new lawsuit?
We have we're asking for a stay to block these budgetary rules from applying for the school year, and stays are usually heard relatively quickly. So we have a deadline of September 26th to adopt a budget for the school year. We anticipate that the courts are going to do everything they can to ensure that to ensure that we get a decision on the stay before September 26th.
And the new school year is approaching. Could you tell me about how day-to-day operations would be affected by these cuts? Take us into the school when you have to make these decisions. Take us into the schools when you have to make these decisions.
Well, we haven't imposed any cuts yet. So, but if we had to impose the cuts that the government wants to impose, I mean, some of us would have no choice but to close schools. We'd have to cut teaching staff. We'd have to overcrowd classrooms to save on those costs. We'd have to cut transportation, availabilities in order to save costs there. We'd have to cut breakfast programs. We're talking about extracurricular activities, specialized programs like arts and music and sports concentration programs. We'd have to cut other staff like child psychologists, childcare workers, speech pathologists. These are positions where we actually need more people, because some people who are waiting to get tested are on a waiting list, and instead, this government is amplifying the problem by forcing us to cut these positions. I mean, it would have a disastrous impact on the quality of the children's education and essentially compromising their future, all to make up for, the billions of dollars that they mismanaged. The fact that they want to now correct that by putting it on the backs of the children and compromising their education, I think is unconscionable. It's shameful. Parents have every right to be outraged about that.
All right, Joe. Well, we will be in touch to follow up as this develops, but thank you for spending some time with CJLO today.
All right, thanks.
The Ministry of Education has not responded to our questions about this lawsuit at this time. Back in June, when the cuts were announced, they stated publicly that their cuts to education of $200 million represented only 1% of the education budget. And they were asking schools and school boards to make their own choices when enforcing the cuts.